Diane Watson's first cause was education. She became the first African-American woman to serve on the L.A. Unified School Board in 1975. Her election to the board came at a time of racial tension as Los Angeles and the nation clashed over the issue of mandatory busing. Chris Strudwick-Turner is a spokeswoman for the Los Angeles Urban League. She says Watson's commitment to education has not waned.
Diane Watson has been a champion of education, and she, of course, started on the Board of Education, and she's been involved in the political arena, pushing very hard at the highest levels now at the federal government to ensure that children have the opportunity to get educated the same way she was.
Watson spent the bulk of her career in the California State Senate. She was the first African-American woman to serve there, and she says she wasn't welcome at first.
And I went to Sacramento, and they would say, well, you know, we really don't want you here. And I just look right over it. I asked to go on to Judiciary Committee, and they said, we've never had a non-lawyer. I said, and finish the rest of it, a woman or a black.
In the Senate, Watson was a prolific sponsor of bills, about 6,000 over her 20 years there. She championed the rights of women and children. She also played a major role in reforming the state's welfare program, working on a bill that provides education, childcare, and employment for welfare recipients. Watson went on to serve as President Clinton's ambassador to Micronesia. Then in 2001, she won a special election to fill the empty U.S. House seat of Julian Dixon, who died while in office. As a liberal in Congress during the Bush years, much of Watson's tenure was spent opposing Republican initiatives, including media consolidation, tax cuts, and privatizing Social Security. She advocated for the expansion of welfare coverage and the withdrawal of troops from Iraq. Watson's district is large and diverse. It includes African-American and Hispanic-dominated South L.A., predominantly white Culver City, all the way up to Mid-City and Koreatown. Alan Park is with the Korean-American Coalition. He says his community will miss Watson in Congress.
It is lost to the Korean-American community in that sense, that we are losing the current co-chair of the Congressional Caucus on Korea, as well as a close friend of the Korean community. We can only hope that her replacement, whomever that might be, will also continue to work closely with us as well as the Korean community in general.
Supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas, who stood by Watson's side as she announced her resignation, released a statement shortly afterward. He said he considers Watson a mentor and a friend. He called Watson's departure the latest signal of a generational shift in South LA's leadership. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.